With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican presidential hopefuls went at each other at the latest GOP presidential debate.
The large crowd here at the fourth debate clearly supporting Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And while he garnered the loudest applause, he's way behind frontrunner Donald Trump, who was not here on stage at the University of Alabama. Tom Bevin, president and co-founder of RealClearPolitics.com, says so far DeSantis not connecting with voters.
He has tried to be the Trump alternative in trying to win over Trump voters while attacking Donald Trump. And that's really a tough sell. He's ended up alienating more people than winning them over.
Laura Winters, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
The debate aired on cable network News Nation. Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Republicans are blocking President Biden's request for Ukraine and Israel aid over a lack of U.S. border policy changes. The more than $100 billion national security package failed to get enough votes to move forward in the chamber. The U.S. military says it's grounding all of its Osprey V-22 helicopters 1 week after 8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members died in a crash off the coast of Japan. A preliminary investigation of last week's crash indicated it was not pilot error. Democrats are proposing a bill to ensure voting rights for prisoners convicted of felonies. Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
Senator Peter Welch of Vermont says there's a significant effort to keep people from voting. That's why he co-sponsored the Inclusive Democracy Act along with squad member Ayanna Pressley. Senator Welch complains of the 4.6 million convicted felons not allowed to vote. Most are African Americans. His bill would ensure felons the right to cast ballots in federal elections. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
This is SRN News. A Christian researcher is sounding an alarm about the lack of faith among the youngest Americans. Dr. George Barna of Arizona Christian University says he's worried about youth pastors, who he calls the most important pastor at any church.
Why are they most important? Because our spirituality is formed before the age of 13. With children's pastors, we discovered that only 12% of children's pastors, just one out of every eight, has a biblical worldview. Why does that matter? Because you can't give what you don't have.
Barna tells SRN News.
Everybody has a worldview. The only question is, which one do you have? If you don't have a biblical worldview, can you develop one after the age of 13? It's possible. It's not very common, but it's possible.
Barna just released the new book, Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. He advises Christian parents not to leave the spiritual instruction of their kids solely to their local church or youth group. This is SRN News. Big changes could be coming to Ohio when it comes to marijuana.
State Senate Republicans proposing vast changes to a recreational marijuana measure approved by voters last month. Proposals in committee this week call for banning home growing of cannabis, increasing the approved tax rate, and changing how those taxes are distributed. Voters approved the citizen-initiated statute 57% to 43%. But legislators can make tweaks as they see fit. Opponents say the changes ignore the will of the people. Jason Walker reporting.
Anti-communist sister of Cuban leaders Fidel and Raul Castro died in Miami at the age of 90. Juanita Castro died Monday, nearly 60 years after she fled the communist revolution. A Gallup survey found that Americans say they'll probably spend an average of $975 on gifts this season. More details at SRNNews.com.